All right, on today's show, Michigan coach Sherrone Moore might be in the NCAA's crosshairs. We got the preseason coaches poll out. Kentucky was forced to vacate wins? Kentucky's football program? What? And Athlon jumped into the Colorado fire. We got that and a whole lot more.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
Can you believe it?
It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. That is correct. It is Winning Cures Everything. This is a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers. You can follow me at GaryWCE. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it is the Monday, August 5th edition of the show. This month, we've got college football. August 24th, everything kicks off. We are less than 3 weeks away from Florida State and Georgia Tech. And that week zero slate is, but we do have games that day. So it's a nice little thing to wet your whistle before everything fires up Labor Day weekend. Definitely a good thing. I am headed to Bet Bash tomorrow morning. I will be there. I think my flight gets into L.A. No, flight gets into Vegas around 11:30, 12 o'clock, sometime around then. And then I will be there for the registration, the open bar, all that kind of stuff on Tuesday night. So, and I've, of course, there's seminars and panels, and I'm meeting with a lot of people and whatnot. So, if you want to hang out while you were there, reach out to me. I'm on all the socials, at GaryWCE. The best one to reach me on would probably be X. And if you're old school, you can reach out to me, Gary, at winningcureseverything.com. The new website is up. I highly suggest that you go and check it out. Do me that favor. Subscribe on YouTube. And, of course, this podcast here, leave a nice 5-star review wherever you might be. If you're on Apple, leave a written review. I would appreciate that. That helps out the show big time. Big time. Let's see. Oh, and also, look, football season's starting up. I'm going to be doing some exclusive stuff over on buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. I think the easiest way to get to that, I got this domain. We're going to see if it leads there where it's supposed to. bettingcfb.com. I believe that is the website that you can go to get to the Buy Me a Coffee stuff. So go ahead and check that out if you would so kindly. BetBash.co if you want to check out the schedule. SummerSlam was this weekend. You guys know that my boy, 6 years old, super into WWE right now. This kid was ecstatic about Roman Reigns coming back. And I have gotten recently into some of these wrestling podcasts. The guys at the Getting Over Pod, it's Adam Silverstein and Chris Vanini. Of course, college football guys, but it's sports guys all around. CBS, The Athletic, you know the deal. Those guys do a wrestling podcast that is fantastic. Like, they are really, really good at this stuff. So, you know, check them out. Do that thing. JD from New York, or JD from NY, whatever his YouTube channel is, he's also got a podcast called Off the Script. The way that they do these wrestling podcasts, I'm going to try and recreate this for college football. I don't know of any college football podcasts that do what these guys do. So I'm going to do some immediate reactions whenever we have games, you know, midweek games, etc. I'm going to do, you know, stuff like that for the Buy Me a Coffee crowd. So, and it's, by the way, the Buy Me a Coffee stuff, $5 per month or $50 for a year. So just stuff that I'm going to post over there that I'm not going to post over on the website. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to post plays over there. I'm going to post all sorts of graphics and whatnot. So, yeah, check it out. BuyMeACoffee.com/winningcures or just go to bettingcfb.com. Easiest way to do that. Let's get into some of the topics. All right, we got a few things that we need to discuss today before I get on the plane tomorrow. Oh, and the conference previews are coming, by the way. I'm going to try and record some of those while I'm in the hotel in Vegas. So, be ready for that. Be ready for that. Topic number one, Michigan against the NCAA. Is Sherrone Moore actually in trouble? He is one of seven members of the 2023 Michigan program that is accused in this NOA draft that has been leaked to multiple media members. ESPN is the one that has gotten the... I do find it funny that ESPN, who no longer has a TV contract with Michigan, is the one that's breaking these stories. But regardless... It says that Sherrone Moore deleted a text thread that had 52 text messages in it on the same day that the story was released that Connor Stallions might have been stealing signs. Now, obviously, that looks a little shady. It's a level 2 violation, so it's not that crazy, but... all of the stuff that's been leaked out says that he could get a show cause. He could be dealing with some penalties, a suspension, all kinds of stuff. Now, he was suspended for a game earlier last year for his role in whatever the recruiting stuff was. So that's certainly not good. In the draft, it also points out that Connor Stallions was on the sideline for Central Michigan against Michigan State. So the video that you saw of the guy wearing the glasses that are actually recording the other sideline, that was Connor Stallions. And I'm sure that we'll see some of that stuff in the Netflix documentary and whatever. But, you know, nice to be able to say, yeah, like we knew it and this proves it or whatever. Or maybe it doesn't prove it. Who knows? I'm very curious why the NCAA is okay with all of these leaks when it comes to Michigan. I think Josh Pate talked about it on his show last night. Doesn't it seem a little suspicious? They're very big on not having stuff leak from active cases in other situations. But when it comes to Michigan, for whatever reason, they seem to be perfectly fine with it. And of course, a draft from the NCAA gets out to ESPN. I find it very intriguing. I am in agreement with Pete Thamel and Paul Feinbaum. I don't think anything's going to come of this. You have a Michigan program that is very willing to fight this. And I think their lawyers are better than the NCAA's lawyers. The NCAA gets smacked around in court all the time. This is an organization that has no teeth whatsoever. So I don't believe that anything is going to happen to Michigan that is that big. Tennessee went through some pretty big stuff. The Attorney General, I think I talked about this last week. The Attorney General in the state of Tennessee came back and threatened a lawsuit against the NCAA if they gave Tennessee a bowl ban. So the NCAA instead just fined the Tennessee program. And it was several million, $9 million, something like that. The equivalency of 2 years of a postseason ban, something like that. But who cares? All of these TV contracts, all the NIL stuff, all of that, they're not going to be able to ban these schools because they are television properties. Now, at this point, they are not going to be banning anybody from being on TV, anything like that. I don't know if anybody remembers. 1992? 1993. Auburn went 11-0-1. Or maybe just 11-0. I can't remember. But they went undefeated in the regular season. Nobody ever got to see them on TV. That was back in the good old days where you had to actually listen to the radio to pay attention to games. But there was no varsity network. There was no nothing like that. So you just had to be within range. But if you wanted to listen to, or if you wanted to pay attention to what Auburn was doing, you had to listen to them because they had a TV ban. The NCAA used to do that kind of stuff. You cannot do that now. There is too much money at stake. These things have become TV properties. So Michigan will not be dealing with any postseason ban or anything like that. They're not going to be banned from making the college football playoff because ESPN is going to want to show Michigan against Notre Dame or Michigan against Alabama. Like last year's 27 or 28 million people that watched the Rose Bowl, that's too big of a game. Too many advertiser dollars, all that kind of stuff. These networks have paid too much money, so the NCAA is not going to be able to do it. And I know the NCAA could just say, hey, look, we don't have those deals, so screw them. But if you want to do that, you're going to have to go to court. And the NCAA has had very little success in court. So this Michigan stuff, while it's entertaining and it's fun to talk about and the hypotheticals of, oh, is Sherrone Moore not even going to get to coach his first game before he's suspended or whatever, none of it's going to matter because they're not going to be able to do anything. The best thing the NCAA can do is maybe fine these guys like $10 million. You got some staffers that are not going to be able to work again for years, probably Connor Stallions. But other than that, the program itself, you ain't killing that behemoth. That ain't the way that's going to go down. So cheers to them. All this stuff is fun fodder for early August before the season kicks in. But the NCAA, they are toothless. There's nothing going to happen here. I would almost guarantee it. So pay attention. Watch the stuff that comes out next. Because billable hours are undefeated, of course. All right, you guys know tickets are expensive. I say it every time out, but it's the truth. You want to go to a show? You want to go to a game? You want to go to a concert, something like that? I mean, you're going to pay an arm and a leg. While you're doing it, why not save a little bit of money? You can do that by going to TicketSmarter.com and using the promo codes WCE10, that's WCE10, and WCE20, WCE20. The 10, the 10 is going to get you 10 bucks off an order of $100 or more. The 20 is going to get you 20 bucks off an order of $300 or more. If you want to go to Alabama, Wisconsin, you want to go to Alabama, Georgia, you want to go to Georgia, Texas, you want to go to Red River, all that kind of stuff, you can get there on Ticket Smarter and you can save money. WCE10 gets 10 bucks off an order of $100 or more. WCE20 is going to get you a savings of $20 on an order of $300 or more. Do yourself a favor, go over and check them out. They got tickets to everything. Think smarter. Ticket smarter.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Topic number two here. The preseason coaches poll was released, and everybody knew what this was going to be. Ross Dellinger shared a tweet out and said, you know, welcome to the future of college football. He said, you got to get down to number 9 or number 10 before you see a team that's not Notre Dame or an SEC or Big Ten team. And that's true. But when you look at the programs that are there, there's nothing that says that Florida State or Clemson or Utah or Kansas State or Oklahoma State or whatever can't be in the top 10 in the future. It just so happens to align this year to where these schools are in the preseason top 10. You got 4 SEC schools, 4 Big Ten schools. Notre Dame is in there at number 8, I think. And then Florida State is number 10. This is common. You know, you got Georgia at 1. You got Texas at 4. You got Bama at 5. Ole Miss at 6. Like, 4 of the top 6 are SEC schools. Does that mean that the SEC is overbalanced, that there's any kind of bias or whatever? No. It just happens to be that 4 of the 6 best rosters in the sport are in the SEC right now. That's all it means. Ohio State is 2. Oregon is... Oregon's 3. Oh, Michigan is 8. Penn State is 9. Notre Dame is number 7. So, you can look through the rest, but you got 3 SEC schools from number 11 through 15, Missouri, LSU, and Tennessee. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes. So I'm not surprised by this. I don't think anybody else should be either, because there's nothing that says that Florida State couldn't be ranked at number 5 next year. We'll just see. We'll see how these things play out. College football is cyclical. That's the way it goes. Topic number 3. Kentucky. Yes, the Kentucky football program was forced to vacate wins from 2021 and 2022. Now, 2021 was Kentucky's 10-win season. Between those 2 years combined, they went 17-9, which is not bad. That's not bad at all. 11 players received money for work that was not performed. Now, this is old school stuff, right? And maybe this was just at the cutoff, but Kentucky agreed to this, so cheers to them. I think vacated wins is stupid. Like, we saw them win the games. We saw the 10-win season. But I don't understand why this is something that we continue to go back and do. Basically, what they're saying is 8 of the players that performed or that did jobs that they were paid for but did not actually perform. So basically, they never showed up to work and still collected a paycheck. 8 players that actually played were among those 11. So those guys were retroactively ruled ineligible, which means that in the 17 wins, they had ineligible players. They got to vacate those 17 wins. I don't understand it. Like, they also got 2 years of probation. But, like, who cares? Who cares about probation? Like, that is some of the weakest stuff. Like, nobody cares about probation. Nobody cares about vacating wins. Other than maybe Mark Stoops, who, if you're vacating the wins, what does that mean for his... Now, this has become a big thing, the College Football Hall of Fame stuff, right? And no, vacating wins. I saw people on social media that were all over this. Oh, one of those vacated wins was over Mississippi State. Does that mean that Mike Leach, you know, no longer, or now he's eligible to get into the Hall of Fame or whatever? I don't believe that that's the case. So it does not automatically grant him a win. It might take away one of the losses, but I don't think that that changes necessarily him up to 60% winning percentage. So, and if that's what it comes down to, really, I mean, we need to really take a hard look at the College Football Hall of Fame stuff. If it comes down to whether or not one school had an ineligible player and now the game looks like it just didn't happen, but I don't see them going back and changing records from games. Like, they don't take a loss away because another team had an ineligible player. I don't see it. So we'll see what happens, but who knows? I mean, there's a lot of smoke around Mark Stoops retiring pretty soon. Does this just tip him over? It basically, was this a, yeah, I don't really care. Like, I'm still getting paid. I don't care about this. This is stupid. They didn't get a failure to monitor charge, which means that they could not have reasonably known that this was happening. So that's a good thing for the coaching staff and for the program itself. But it is stupid. The whole thing's dumb. Why are we vacating wins? I mean, it's okay, the kids got paid like a year before the NIL stuff went haywire. Like, what are we doing? So, I don't know. I mean, yes, there's got to be rules. I understand that. But this sport is the wild, wild west right now anyway. Like, I don't know that I'd be trying to enforce any of this crap. But cheers to them. Cheers to them for trying, I guess. Just ridiculous. It's insane to think that Kentucky, of all programs, the Kentucky football program, could be cheating at football and have to vacate wins. That's mind-blowing to me. All right, topic number four, Athlon. They had an article by Steve Corder about the chaotic culture in Colorado's locker room. You had one former player that said that there are many distractions with all kinds of stuff. Fights, guns, money floating around everywhere. Just interesting stuff coming out of that Colorado locker room. And I find it very interesting. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that that you think that you're hearing about. But, you know, now you've actually got it pinned to paper. It's a very interesting stuff. You got guys on the record that are talking about it. Cormani McClain was bullied and slapped by Shiloh Sanders to the point that it effectively broke him, by what everybody in the article told the Athlon reporter. You got Jordan Seaton, who was forced to fight former Colorado lineman Savion Washington. Remember, he's transferred out now. The locker room just seems like an absolute mess. But, I mean, to his credit, Deion ain't responded anything. And why would you? Why would you come out and address this stuff? All it's going to do is make you look bad. If you lie about it and get caught, that sucks. But this stuff sounds, you know, kind of similar to some of the Northwestern stuff that got Pat Fitzgerald fired. It's not necessarily hazing, but just not a lot of control over that locker room. And then, of course, you see all the stuff come out where Travis Hunter is a no contact at Colorado practices. Deion Sanders telling all the guys on the team, we don't hit the quarterbacks, we don't hit Travis, you know, all that kind of stuff. Like, hey, this is what they do in the NFL. You're not going to get to hit the quarterback. You're not going to get to hit this star player or whatever. I mean, everybody's got a different way of doing it, and he's right that that's what they do in the NFL. But, whew, you've seen how many injuries they got in the NFL? I mean, it's just nuts. So I'm a little surprised by this. I'm also not surprised. I'm curious what this is going to look like this season. I want to see Colorado. I want to see what they look like against North Dakota State. I want to see what they look like against Nebraska. That's two hard-nosed football teams that would love to take out the Buffaloes in week one and week two. So keep an eye on Colorado and just see what that sideline looks like. Pay attention to that roster. See what those guys do. I'm very curious. What is the The actual facts. What are the actual facts on this report? That's what I want to know. All right, we got four more reports here. First off, don't know if you saw it today, but Notre Dame's starting left tackle, Charles Jagusa. And I'm hoping I'm saying that right. He is out for the year, torn right pec. Looks like it's going to be Tosh Baker or Emil Wagner that's going to be the left tackle for him. But that's not a good thing when August 3rd is when your starting left tackle gets injured and is out for the year. So it's something to pay attention to. I mean, they got that week one game against Texas A&M. That's going to be pretty difficult. The line has already moved. Notre Dame had moved out to a one-point favorite. Now it's back to a pick'em. So we'll see what happens there. Number two on this, ESPN hired Steve Adazio to be a college football analyst. And don't get me wrong, like I think Adazio is pretty funny. The clip of him, you know, the meme basically, just a bunch of guys being dudes when he was the head coach at Boston College. The stuff that went down, he got fired at Colorado State, and there was some racism accusations, there was locker room problems, just all kind of stuff. He was only there for 2 years. It was not a good fit there. But, you know, then he goes over to Texas A&M, doesn't get picked up by anybody after Texas A&M because he was the offensive line coach there, and now he's going to work for ESPN. Why does ESPN hire these guys that have such checkered pasts? You know, yes, I understand they brought in Herm Edwards after he was at Arizona State and had all the NCAA issues. But these are very unlikable guys to a lot of people. Are they good in front of a camera? Maybe. But my goodness, I don't know why you would continue to put these guys on television knowing the stuff that went on at their football programs. So why would you continue to hire? There are so many good options. But I guess, I mean, everything's a good old boy network. It's all about who you know. So I'm sure that that has something to do with it. But, man, is what it is. We'll see what Steve Adazio looks like on college football commentary with ESPN this year. Next up, new Big Ten Maps commercial came out on Friday. That's right. Big Ten Maps. Everybody knows the commercial. And I do find it hilarious that they went from, you know, the Pacific Northwest down through Southern California and then bounced right over to Nebraska. Just completely skipped over the middle of the country. And no, the Big Ten does not have any schools in the middle of the country. But they made it seem like Nebraska and USC are neighbors. And that is just not even close to the truth. So, you know, there was no map to get there. There was no taking the interstate, nothing like that. It was just a very quick bounce. But the map does look good. And, of course, the Tom, of course, the Northwestern fella that's buddies with our Westlake Pirates guys, he put his Game of Thrones theme on top of the Maps commercial, and it is already a big hit on YouTube. I highly suggest you go and check that out. But, yes, very, very good stuff. And finally, number four, Houston and Rice have agreed to cancel their 2026 and 2027 matchups. It was another home-and-home, so they're playing their games in 2024-2025. And this is a rivalry game in the city of Houston, both of those schools located just a few miles from each other. But Houston, you know, got out of that matchup, and they have scheduled Stephen F. Austin and Prairie View A&M, and Rice also scheduled two FCS teams as well. This is exactly what you should be doing when you are programs in that position. Schedule bye wins. Like, unless you are Alabama and Georgia and Ohio State and whatnot, schedule games that you know you can win. Houston lost to Rice last year. Like, yes, we want to see more good matchups, but it's not like the fact that Rice and Houston had a good close game, it does not mean that that meant more eyeballs. Like, it doesn't mean any of that. Get some wins, especially when you've got coaches there that really, really need the wins. So I love it. This is what they should have been doing. I think it's genius, you know? Like, don't overschedule yourself. Houston this year has got some crazy non-conference games. Houston is a two-point favorite over UNLV at home in game number one. Willie Fritz could start his career with multiple, then they got Rice in week two. He could start 0-2 against two teams that they should beat, but there's no guarantee there because those programs are pretty good. They're on the up and up. UNLV and Rice are not bad. They used to be, but now they're not. So schedule some bye wins. Schedule FCS programs that you know you can beat. That's the easiest way to do it. All right, conference previews are coming. I promise. I will get them there. It's not going to be as in-depth as they used to be. I've been going through a bunch of stuff on the home front. I'll tell you more about that later so that you understand, but it's just a bunch of personal stuff. But I am trying. I am trying. The website is up. The Buy Me a Coffee is up. BettingCFB.com. Go check it out. Do yourself a favor. Subscribe, because I'm going to be putting out a ton of content. I'm going to have a lot more free time this year. So, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Of course, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures or bettingcfb.com. And of course, if you're going to Bet Bash in Las Vegas this week, cheers to Spanky. And of course, Scott, Vegas Horse Pools, do yourself a favor. Check out the BetUS stuff out there. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. The BetUS College Football Show, August 14th is the next one. And then we are every week from there on. It's going to be a blast. So, the BetUS College Football Show, there's a link in the description for that. You can also find a link over at winningcureseverything.com. So, reach out to me on X, at GaryWCE. And with that said, we are going to get out of here. So, cheers to you. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. And make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter, at GaryWCE. And the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hessilo V2, and all new Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.